your Sonicast.
And it ain't meant for kids.
Sana G, DC, and Lex Jones discuss a couple of topics that you didn't hear on the Sana G Morning Show.
All right, this is what we're going to talk about today, kids. Sonicast, myself, Sana G.
DC is chilling.
Lex Jones.
And so everybody probably saw this photo of Caitlyn Jenner standing side by side with Kylie and her sister. What's the other one's name?
Caitlyn. No, Kylie.
Kylie and
Kendall.
Kendall Jenner.
That's the name. Yeah.
So they went out to this car show. It was a Father's Day car show, right? Uh-huh. And not necessarily did Caitlyn say, I'm celebrating Father's Day with my daughters. She just said,
uh-huh.
We're at a Father's Day car show, right? And, you know, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Whatever. People going ham on the photo because they're like, how are you going to even try to claim Father's Day when you clearly want to be known as a woman right now in 2017. Now, to her credit, she didn't necessarily say, I'm celebrating Father's Day. But at the same time, that's kind of what you got from the post.
Yeah, I mean, sure. But at the same time, no, Caitlyn at one point was Bruce. And Bruce had two babies that came out of his, you know, area or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And they exist as people. So how can you negate the fatherhood that, I mean, at one point existed and still exists because, I mean, still a dad.
I'm going to let Lex talk before I go ahead.
Bro, you can't play the line.
Right.
Either you're a man or a woman. We're not going to say Happy Father's Day. And then you come out and say, well, I'm not a man anymore.
Well, right. Well, that's not true. You're not.
Yes, it is.
You're
you
not either a man or a
you
woman.
You cannot pick and choose where you want to be considered a man. Yes, you had these children back in the day.
Okay.
We left Bruce back there. Today, it's politically correct and damn near, disrespectful to even mention the fact that he was Bruce Jenner. So we are now in Caitlyn Jenner era. It's 2017. You're a bitch. Your dick is gone. And we're going to leave that
we
back
don't
there.
Know that.
Yes, it is. He came out and said he had the surgery. It's gone. It's done. Look at the photo. There's no bulge there.
I don't want to see any photo.
Nah, me either.
Yeah. But, okay, so for argument's sake, right?
No.
So if my mama decides to cut all her hair off and wear Stacey Adams suit coats and, you know what I mean, penny loafers and whatnot, then all of a sudden, now that's not my mama no more?
Nah, when I see her, I'm going to say, what's up, bro? That's what I'm
going
to
do.
Lex?
Nope.
Yeah. If that's what she wants, there's no going back. If you want to say, you know, Dad, I love you, uh-huh. which I'm sure, you know, Kendall and Kylie probably somehow, some way, because that was their father up
right.
until the time that he made the change. You know, I love you, Dad. You know, Happy Father's Day. I know this is where we're at now, but, you know, and they have their own personal family relationship and conversations. But you don't come out on social media, first off, on the fucking cover of Glamour magazine or whatever the fuck it is, looking like an ugly ass broad, and then at a car show for Father's Day, claiming that, you know, you're celebrating Father's Day with your kids. Yes, he had them. So
yeah.
At one point, that Bruce that we put to rest and put in the ground is gone. So I'm not going to say Happy Father's Day to you. You're abroad now.
Well, as long as the kids who I have, like, I haven't watched much of the show, but I've been randomly at women's houses and they're watching it. And I sit there
you
and go,
it.
Whatever.
You sit
yeah,
there
sure.
with your bonbons.
Sure. I watch,
Miss
I watch,
East Bay.
I watch all the Kardashian shows since that's what y'all want to believe. But I've seen the kids since Bruce's transition to Caitlyn call Caitlyn dad.
Yeah. That's what
so
I just
as,
said.
Right. So as long as they're still referring to Caitlyn as dad, why can't Caitlyn celebrate Father's Day?
No.
Because he doesn't refer to himself as dad.
They can do whatever the fuck they want to do amongst themselves. Don't post that shit on social media and expect your Caitlyn Jenner fans to say, happy birth or, you know, happy Father's Day, Bruce. Like, it's just not going to go down. Or happy Father's Day, Caitlyn. Like, I don't even think that it's cool when people hit me and say, I know you're probably celebrating today. Nah.
Well,
I'm not a father.
That I agree with you on because no mom is mom and dad. No dad is dad and mom. However, until they decide to celebrate Mother's Day with Caitlyn, then Caitlyn still gets to celebrate Father's Day.
All right, now,
that's my opinion.
Here's the question.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure they celebrated last Mother's Day with Caitlyn.
I think they went and had
dinner. I'm pretty sure she was there.
Does she? Wait, hold on a second. This from the person who says that I watch it all the time is telling me what they did on the show. Thank you, Producer Max. I appreciate that.
They all went out to dinner. I believe Chris and Caitlyn were there, and the kids went out to eat or whatever. Did they say Happy Mother's Day to her? To Caitlyn? Probably not.
Right.
But he was, or she was, gosh damn it, it was there. At the event. Now, I mean, I'm going to stay where I'm standing. I don't want people to tell me Happy Father's Day. I'm not a father.
Right.
And if you want to be considered as what I am now, a woman, then you don't get to get Father's Day either. Fuck you. I don't care what you spit out hella years ago or whatever it was. You're right. Now a woman. You're not a father. Goodbye.
All right.
So Caitlyn Jenner, in 2017, Mother's Day 2017, okay. May 2017, came out and said she enjoys Mother's Day way more than Father's Day.
She can't get both.
Yeah, you greedy
choose
fuck.
One.
No.
No. you know, I got nothing. You know.
Yeah, because you got
happy
shut
Father's
down.
Day, bro.
Yeah, there we go.
Ain't no brew, bitch.
Go watch more Kardashians, bruh.
Wow. Not,
no.
With your bonbons. Let's talk about this real quick, kids.
All
because
right.
This World Star video comes out, right? And I already feel funny about eating anywhere outside of what I make in my kitchen. And who knows what the hell happens to this stuff before I even get it to my house from the grocery store. So my mind is way deep in it. Then you go to World Star and you see a video of a waitress. It looks like she's working at a restaurant like a Denny's or something like that.
Right.
Clearly not happy with the person who ordered the hot dog with the side of fries or potato chips or whatever's on that plate. Takes the hot dog and shoves it up her vagina.
Yuck.
And then puts it back on the bun and slathers that joint with ketchup. I'm completely fucked up from here on out.
Yeah, you know, I've heard of some pretty disgusting things happening in restaurants, Sanaji. I've worked in a couple restaurants before.
What'd
you
do? You did something.
I never did anything to anybody's food.
But you saw something.
I mean, you know, I just saw, like, disgusting stuff, like, you know, somebody coming back with, like, bone-dry hands from the bathroom or sneezing over the fryer or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen things like that before, but it's never been a situation of somebody, you know, going ahead and plugging themselves with a hot dog and then throwing that joint up and feeding it to somebody. That's not cool at all.
What kind of foul-mouth, trout-mouth broad do you have to be to stick a hot dog up your cooch and put it on the bun and feed it to somebody?
I mean, yo, she literally shoved this thing all the way up in there. It wasn't like a little dip or she ran it around in her underwear for a second. Like, she full-blown put her foot up on the counter and shoved the hot dog all the way up her vagina. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I just got a little bit more background on this.
Producer Max over here got something to add to.
Yeah. Okay. So the customer had complained that the hot dog wasn't hot enough.
Oh, well.
And this actually took place here in California. I can't find the city exactly. And so that's when she decided to do what she did with it.
She put it up in a hot pocket to warm it up one time.
Wow. I mean, that is one way to warm it up. But I mean, that's definitely not acceptable. I mean, I don't know. Like you said, Sana, it's weird because you want to go out and you want to go and, you know, eat sometimes and kind of have a good time with your family, your friends at restaurants. But you never know how disgusting people are behind the scenes when you can't look into the kitchen.
I mean, and y'all would want to kiss my ass because you want a tip, right? Like, but then you're nervous.
Well, she got a tip.
You don't want to complain about nothing. He got some extra juices on that thing is what he got. But you're scared to complain about anything. I hate my food cold, so I feel him on that. But is your stuff going to come back with some jizz or some snot or some spit or some vag pussy juice? I don't know. I'm done.
I mean, obviously anything's possible. And now that I've heard this story in restaurants, so I might have to just go ahead and hit the grocery store this week and, you know, make my own victuals.
Yeah, you shouldn't be eating hot dogs anyway, you sick bastard. You don't even know. I mean, there's already probably some pussy lips in that thing. So just do not eat those things.
But pig lips.
If you want to check out the video, it's on my page or on the Instagram. So click on Sanaji at KML.com or follow us on the gram at Sanaji Morning Show. And make sure you subscribe either with your free iHeartRadio app. Just type in Sonicast on iTunes or on the podcast app that's right there on your phone. And make sure you listen to the Sonic G Morning Show every morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on KMEO. Well,